Welcome to morning prayer on Saturday, the 10th of October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. My flesh also faints for you, as in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So would I gaze upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. Your loving kindness is better than life itself, and so my lips shall praise you. I will bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand shall hold me fast. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 76. The Lord has made fast his throne for judgment. In Judah God is known, his name is great in Israel. At Salem is his tabernacle and his dwelling place, in Zion. There broke he the flashing arrows of the bow, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. The Lord has made fast his throne for judgment. In the light of splendour you appeared, glorious from the eternal mountains. The boastful were plundered, they have slept their sleep. None of the warriors can lift their hand. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both horse and chariot fell stunned. The Lord has made fast his throne for judgment. Terrible are you in majesty. Who can stand before your face when you are angry? You caused your judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth trembled and was still when God arose to judgment, to save all the meek upon the earth. The Lord has made fast his throne for judgment. You crushed the wrath of the peoples and bridled the wrathful remnant. Make a vow to the Lord your God and keep it. Let all who are round about him bring gifts to him that is worthy to be feared. He breaks down the spirit of princes and strikes terror in the kings of the earth. The Lord has made fast his throne for judgment. Majestic and gracious God, more awesome than the agents of war, more powerful than the wrath of the nations, restrain the violence of the peoples and draw the despised of the earth into the joyful life of your kingdom, where you live and reign for ever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other, that glory may dwell in our land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Let us pray. A prayer by Julian of Norwich. God chose to be our mother in all things, and so made the foundation of his work most humble and most pure in the Virgin's womb. God, the perfect wisdom of all, arrayed himself in this humble place. Christ came in our poor flesh to share a mother's care, our mother's bearers for pain and for death. Our true mother, Jesus, bears us for joy and endless life. Christ carries us within him in love and travail until the full time of his passion. And when all was completed and he had carried us so for joy, still all this could not satisfy the power of his wonderful love. All that we owe is redeemed in truly loving God, for the love of Christ works in us. Christ is the one whom we love. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.